Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, July 5th, 1956. And the title is Twin Guns of Death. Hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Twin Guns of Death. One of the strangest characters to settle on the frontier of our West in the early 1870s was a small Englishman of slight build whose name was Herbert Hartley. Judging from his looks, Herbert was as meek and mild as a weak old lamb. But beneath this deceiving exterior was a nature as fierce as a lobo wolf and as deadly as a rattlesnake. As our story opens, it is mid-afternoon, and the crowds have not yet assembled in Herbert's gambling hall. In the private back room, a game of pocket billiards is in progress.
Good shot, Herbie. You shoot billiards straighter than I can shoot a 44. That six ball went into the end pocket like a bullet.
You're right, oh, Ken. I always do what I say I'll do. You'll learn that about me, Ken, when you work for me a bit longer.
Yeah, I don't doubt you're right. But I still can't figure out how you're going to kill Ned Tibio. You say he could be standing there playing billiards with you 1 minute, and the next minute he'd be dead.
That's it, Ken. You can depend on it.
Well, what are you going to kill Ned with, that billiard cue stick?
You've hit it on the head. This cue stick is a clever bit of a contrivance. It was built for me by a gunsmith back in London. Here, I'll show you, Ken. First, I remove the tip of the cue stick.
Hey, that looks like the muzzle of a rifle.
It is. And when I unscrew the base of the stick, I can remove the shell.
Well, I'll be branded for a maverick. It's a rifle made to look like a cue stick. How many bullets does it hold?
Yeah, only one, but the element of surprise it gives me over my enemies more than makes up for the lack of firepower.
Well, that's the consarnest contraption I ever did see. If Ned knew what he was walking into when he opens that door, he'd be riding the other direction at a high lope.
I give him his warning, and since he won't take it, I've no recourse but to put him away. I ain't one to stand for insubordination, Ken. I told the bloke not to be after the Widow Cartwright.
Yeah, I reckon he ain't gonna have time to be sorry he didn't follow out your orders, Herbie. Look through the window. There's Ned Tibio coming here now. Well, what do you know?
I'll tell you what I know. This cue-stick rifle is gonna make sure Ned Tibio doesn't leave here alive.
What is town we come to, Cisco?
The sign we passed not too far back said it was the town of Rhyolite, Pancho.
I hope he can't jump with that killer Rick Tibio here in the town of Rhyolite. He killed that stagecoach guard back in Black Rock without giving him a chance.
We will first consult with the sheriff about him. Yeah, there's his office now.
And then that hombre with the bat standing in front of the office got to be the sheriff. Look, Cisco, he's talking to that senor. Ah, that old goat of a sheriff acting like he got puppies, love.
Quieto, chico. He may hear you. Hold up. Ho.
Oh, look, ho, ho. Oh,
go on now, Cynthia.
All right for you. I will, Mumbles.
Mumbles? What kind of name that for the sheriff?
I do not know.
Mumbles.
But do not start anything by making fun of his name, Pancho.
I'll see you later, Mumbles. Ta-ta for now. Get up there.
Ta-ta, Cynthia. You be careful with that team driving home.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Sheriff Mumbles.
What you say?
I said buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Yes, impossible to say buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Buenos dias.
What'd you say, señor sheriff?
I said what you said. You said. Didn't sound to me like you said.
I said what I said, but you said what
you... Señor sheriff, I am the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Yeah, whatever I told you. Cisco Kid and Pancho. Cisco Kid, is it? Compañero Pancho, huh?
Hey, compañero Pancho, sheriff Mumbles.
Pancho.
Hey, how'd you know my name? Been in this town before?
No, señor sheriff. Pancho only hear what the señora calls you when you say ta-ta.
Well, it's all right for her to call me Mumbles, but you call me by my given family name.
Sheriff Zacharias Knobenlocker. Yes, sir. I beg your pardon, señor sheriff. I did not hear you.
Zacharias K. Knobenlocker.
Knobenlocker?
The reason we came to see you, Sheriff Knobenlocker, is to get your help in capturing a killer.
A killer?
Oh, how do you like this?
In my country? Where is he? Who is he? Show him to me. What does he look like?
He's a tall, dark complexion hombre. He wears a buckskin shirt.
See, he carry one holster strapped to the left leg because he left-handed.
Well, he was strapped in his buckskin shirt, left-handed. From your description, I did and I didn't.
What do you mean you didn't, Sheriff Blabenlocken?
Sheriff Knobenlocker, you fathead?
Fathead? They're the new one. Pancho's always called fat one.
Pancho Quieto. What do you mean, Senor Sheriff? Have you seen Rick Divio?
Well, there's an hombre here in town that fits that description, as far as I know.
Yeah, but he was over. He's left-handed, right-handed. Right-handed side. Up there,
except he's right-handed. He goes by the name of Ned Tivio.
That got to be the twin brother that maverick we after.
Where can I find this hombre, Senor Sheriff? I would like to talk with him.
Well, he's probably over at the Golden Nugget Gambling Hall. Works for Herbert Hartley, English fellow who owns it. Some of the things I heard about the Cisco Kid ain't been too good. And as for you, Pancho, appears to me you could be a desperate criminal easy as not.
Pancho, a desperate criminal?
Yeah. Yeah, this time I ain't mumbling. If I find that you and Cisco are, I'll see to it that you get hung.
That's the side door, Herbie, and it's her knock. Must be the boss.
Let her in.
Come in, Cynthia.
What's happened to Ned Tivio, Herbie?
He got a bit too big for his boots, and I told him to up it.
You're lying, Herbie. We both know it.
How do you know it?
Kenny, I tell you?
I did not, Herbie. I never opened my mouth.
Never mind.
Why'd you do it?
I warned him to stay away from you. He wouldn't heed my warning.
Don't you realize when the body is found, the sheriff will start making investigations?
Come now, Ducky. The eye sheriff of Rhyolite is so taken by your female charms, he's got eyes for nothing else.
Our agreement was for me to keep the sheriff busy so that you and your boys would have a free hand in this town. I've lived up to my part of the bargain. Don't you realize that by murdering Ned Tivio, you may spoil this deal for all of us?
Hold on, dearie. There's not a chance his body will be found. Am I right, Ken?
You sure are. Where I buried that body, it'll never be found.
There now. What did I tell you?
That's my signal. Who could it be?
Well, nobody knows that but us three.
And Ned Tivio.
And I'll see your firearm, Ken. Open the door and then stand behind it. Ned Tivio. It's him.
Ned Tivio. But I think...
Stay where you are, Tivio. Keep your hand away from your holster. This gun in my hand will go off sudden-like.
I ain't making a move, hombre, and I ain't Ned Tivio. I'm looking for him. I'm his brother, Rick.
How now? He's got to be telling the truth. I recall as how Ned once spoke of his twin brother. An identical twin, he said he was.
It's unbelievable. They not only look exactly alike, they talk alike.
Now, you sure had me jumping, Rick. For a minute there, I thought I was seeing a ghost.
You talk like Ned ain't alive no more.
Yeah, no such thing, Rick. It's just that Ned's gone off on an errand, and we ain't seen him for a passage of time. How'd you know about that knock you used on the door?
I was waiting in the alley to dry gulch a couple of hombres that are after me. I heard this lady here, no offense, ma'am, use that knock after she... sneaked into the alley.
Well, who are these hombres that are after you?
The Cisco Kid and his partner, Pancho.
Cisco? You mean he's here in town?
There were a couple of strangers waiting to talk to the sheriff when I left him.
That was them, ma'am. I saw him right up. When they started to palaver with the law, I decided I'd better look for a hideout.
And you selected us as an hideout?
Yeah. My brother wrote he was working for you. You must be the Englishman, Herbert Hartley.
Yeah, right you are. Pleased to make your acquaintance, I am.
We going to hide him out, Herbie?
We've got to, for Ned's sake.
Yeah, we'll do better than give you an hideout, Rick. By the way you wear your ulster, I see you're left-handed.
Yeah, I am.
To my eye, that's the only difference between you and your brother Ned.
Sure it is. He could pass for Ned easily.
Exactly what I had in mind. Only not so far as you're concerned, Cynthia.
Yeah, change of clothes, a right-hand holster, and no one will ever know him as Rick Tibio.
Thanks. Cisco won't be expecting Ned to gun him down, and I can kill him just as dead with my right hand as I can with my left.
Could be mistaken, anything like this. Well, I reckon a couple of hombres take care of their horses like you and Pancho did. Ain't so bad after all, Cisco.
Gracias, señor Sheriff.
That's what Pancho tried to tell you all the time, Sheriff Nabanaka.
Namalaka, you...
I can't. I reckon you better call me Sheriff Mumbles like everybody else does.
What'd you mumble about, señor Sheriff?
I said you might as well call me Sheriff Mumbles like everybody else does.
Gracias, that's who is Pancho fine. Yeah.
I think that is your friend, the Senora, heading this way, Senor Sheriff.
Oh, Sheriff! Sheriff Mumble!
Wait a minute, boys.
Whoa, there, whoa!
Well, how can I be of service to you, Cynthia?
Well, I need your advice. I'm not sure whether this bay horse is lame or needs a new set of shoes. Would you drive me home and let me know what you think?
Why, sure, Cynthia. Be a privilege and a pleasure. You two go ahead with your business. Stay out of trouble till I get back. All right, get up.
Pancho, glad he did that, Sheriff. Pancho think we have nothing but troubles with him.
Hey, you, Cisco kid.
Cisco, that hombre come from the gambling hall. That Rick Tibio.
Or his twin brother Ned, Pancho.
I hear you're looking for my brother Rick.
That is right. You must be Ned Tibio.
You look like Rick Tibio and you talk like him.
What do you expect? We're identical twins.
Where is your brother, hombre? He is wanted by the law.
I know. He sent me out to make a deal with you. He'll give himself up if you promise not to kill him.
Cisco never killed the bandidos, even if they deserve it.
He knows I will not hurt him.
Well, to show he means business, he told me to give you his gun. Here it is, tucked in my waist belt, and I'm giving it to you muzzle first at point-blank range. I can't miss.
And it does seem certain that at point-blank range, Rick Tibio cannot miss. In just a moment, we will return to the Cisco Kid. Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Twin Guns of Death. Cisco and Pancho trail the killer Rick Tibio to the town of Rhyolite. Rick's twin brother, Ned, has been killed by Herbert Hartley, who together with Ken Winthrop and the widow Cartwright head the evil element in the town. When the widow lures the sheriff away from town, Rick Tibio, pretending to be his brother, Ned, offers to negotiate with Cisco about the surrender of Rick. Then, as Cisco is off guard, Rick draws his gun and fires at point-blank range.
Oh, my hand!
Mother me, Cisco! You shoot the gun from the hand of that Ned Tibio!
Go ahead, Tibio. Reach for the gun in your holster if you dare.
Not even Pancho ever see Cisco shoot so fast. That coyote holding the gun in his hand when he fired, and Cisco's gun still in the holster.
I ain't making no other move, Cisco. I admit I tried to get you so as my brother Rick could escape.
I'm not so sure of that.
What do you mean, Cisco?
In spite of the new clothes and the right-hand holster, I still think this sidewinder is Rick Tibio.
That could be, Cisco. He holds a gun in his right hand.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah, we heard the gunshots. What's this all about?
The Cisco kid here ain't sure who I am. Go ahead, Ken. You too, Herb. Tell him.
Are both you and this other hombre sure this is Ned Tibio?
Blimey, I ought to be. He's been working for me, ain't he?
Then perhaps I have made a mistake.
Of course you have.
You saw me take that gun out of my belt with my right hand.
See, that the truth, Cisco.
See, you did use your right hand. Did you know the stagecoach guard back in Black Rock was murdered by Rick Tivio with the same caliber gun as this, a 5-shot, 31 caliber Wells Fargo Colt?
I reckon that's the gun that done it, because it belongs to my brother Rick.
And I have heard that you and Rick are supposed to carry the same kind of guns. That one in your holster is not the same as this. Here, catch it.
Hey, what are you... Well, now that I've got it, I can use it.
Oh! That fixed you, bandito. You should know better than to try to shoot Cisco, even when Cisco throws you the gun.
Oh, no, he's a bit off his noggin, Cisco is. First you take the lad's gun, then you let him have it again. Why?
Pancho.
See?
Which hand did Tivio use this time when he caught the gun?
Why, he catch it with his left hand, Cisco. His left hand. Cisco, that hombre tell the big lie. He got to be Rick Tivio.
And as soon as your sheriff returns and I clear with him, I'll be on my way back to Black Rock with my prisoner. If anyone wants to try and stop me, go ahead.
Hold on, Cisco. No need to get belligerent. Never you mind, Rick. We'll see to it justice is done. Our kind of justice.
Don't look like that bay horse is lame at all, Cynthia.
I knew he wasn't all the time, Sheriff Mumbles. I just wanted to get you to drive me home.
Yeah, well, I'm right glad you did it. Didn't you notice I took the long way to your house? Yeah, we must be a good distance from town by now. Hey, whoa there, whoa.
Well, I'm sorry you won't be able to have dinner with me tomorrow.
Oh, it's not that I don't want to, Cynthia. Just that I got to stand guard while that payroll money is brought in for the Golconda mine.
Oh, a couple of riders coming.
Oh, say, yeah, and they're coming fast. Hey, I believe it's Herbert Hartley and Ken Winthrop.
Hello.
Yeah, you're talking to me all the time. Can't an hombre have a little privacy? I don't. Yeah. Hey, what do you want here?
Just this, Sheriff Mumbles.
Can you loco lunatic? You shot the sheriff.
Ken's merely following orders, Cynthia.
Yeah. Them's orders I don't mind following. Sheriff's been getting too big for his badge.
But why did you have to kill him?
To get rid of the Cisco kid.
I don't see how you figure that, Herbie.
This gun I used on the sheriff is a 5-shot, 31 caliber Wells Fargo Colt. Same as the one Cisco took from Rick Tivio.
How did you get hold of it?
This one used to belong to Ned Tivio. But everyone in town knows Cisco as Rick's gun.
Yeah, and this empty 31 cartridge here will clinch the case against Cisco. Most of the guns in use today are a heavier caliber.
That shell will point to Cisco straight as an arrow.
Well, you better be right. I found out from the sheriff the Golconda mine payroll is coming in tomorrow night. It's too big a job to miss.
We ain't going to miss it, Ducky. Just you leave everything to Herbert Hartley. We'll have Rick working for us to take his brother's place. And when the townsfolk learn Cisco killed their sheriff, they'll most likely lynch him.
Hey, Cisco, when are we going to get out of here? I'm sick and tired of this tin can calaboose.
Quieto, Rick Tivio, you coyote, you. We'll take you back to the jail in Black Rock. And Sheriff Mumbles get back here. Cisco, Ned walk up and down so much. You make poor Pancho nervous.
I am worried about the sheriff, Pancho. It's almost 10 o'clock. He should have returned long ago.
Yeah, not you worry about that, Sheriff. He probably eating a good home-cooked meal while that Senora Tata make for him. Pancho didn't have nothing to eat yet.
Cisco, help.
Mother me, Sheriff Mumbles, he wounded you.
Here, easy, Senor Sheriff. Let me help you into this chair.
I ain't as bad wounded as them buzzers thought I was. Ken Winthrop shot me and left me for dead.
Pancho, go get the doctor. Andale.
Yes, Cisco, Pancho, hurry.
They're all in it together. The Englishman, Cynthia, Ken. Ned Tivio was part of that gang, too. He's dead now.
I want you to tell me everything you heard, Sheriff. I assure you those coyotes will not get away with this. And I promise you, they will be behind bars before this night is over.
You, Ken Winthrop, turn around.
Well, if it ain't the Cisco kid, what's the big lawman doing here in the Golden Nugget Gambling Hall?
You sneaking sidewinder. The sheriff is not dead. Your bandito days are over. You will not get a chance to use that gun.
Ow! My arm! You're breaking my arm!
Drop that gun!
Well, even without a gun, I'm going to kill you with my bare hand.
When you tried to kill the sheriff, you made your biggest mistake and your last one.
Come on, Cisco King, pick up a chair!
Yeah, for that, you maverick!
Even if I miss you with a chair, I'm going to...
The fight is over for you here and now.
Oh. Holy jumping Jehoshaphat. Cisco hit Ken so hard, he liked to went through that pioneer.
Why don't you get the doggy for the sheriff? And Pancho, get over here quick as Pancho camera.
Aye, Pancho, too late for all the fun. Pancho missed the fight.
Pancho, I want you to drag this maverick over to the jail and lock him up.
Pancho, do that, but what you do, Cisco?
I am going after that Englishman. Where is he?
Herbie's in the back room, Cisco. He's got his own billiard table there. He keeps practicing all the time.
Pancho, better go with you, Cisco.
Do as I say, Chico. It's your job to look after that Winthrop maverick.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, do it, but Pancho, let me be with you.
Now, Cisco, I've been expecting you. Won't you join me in a game of billiards?
You know why I'm here, Maverick. You heard the commotion outside.
Oh, that? I pay no attention to it, Cisco. Six ball right in the side pocket. Good shot, eh, what?
You can put down the cue stick, Parley. The sheriff is not dead. The lawless days of you and your kind in this town are over.
You know, Cisco, that's a possibility. Only it's a shame not to finish this game of billiards. I've racked up such a good score.
I have no patience with you, Coyote.
Oh, come now. Even a dying man has allowed his last wish. Bully for you, Herbie. That was a tough shot and you done it proper. Tell me, Cisco, if you had a last wish, what would it be?
To see the frontier of this country rid of your kind forever. Come on now. I will not wait.
Righto, Cisco. I'll be happy to oblige you with this bully.
Move my arm!
Too bad I only wounded you.
I was expecting something in the nature of a trick, but not a cue stick made into a rifle.
And as soon as I break your other arm with this stick...
That you will never do, because with this one arm, I can still take care of a weasel like you! When you and those other coyotes finish serving the jail sentences you will get for your crimes, I think the frontier will be rid of your kind forever.
Sir, this knife always have. Now you take this. Now you take whittling on a stick of wood. Nothing better than a hobby like this to keep a fella in one place.
Pancho, you got a better hobby, Senor Sheriff. And Pancho's hobby keep him moving all the time.
Well, what's your hobby, Pancho?
Eating, Sheriff Mumbles. And he keep Pancho on the go to find the new kinds of foods.
Yeah, Sheriff, you're a fool. I wouldn't tell you all of this. I'm just trying to find a way to keep you here. That's all.
I'm sorry. I cannot understand you, Senor Sheriff.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, I want you and Pancho to stay here and be my deputy, Cisco.
Oh, you do not need us now, Sheriff Mumbles. Winthrop and the widow confessed everything at the trial when they accused each other.
See, and they tell that the Herbie Coyote killed Netivio just like he tried to kill Cisco.
And now that my arm is better and your wound is healing, Pancho and I have to be getting back to Black Rock with our prisoner, Rick Tivio.
Yeah, them two twins and their twin guns were almost the cause of death of both of us, Cisco. Hope you and Pancho will be coming back here.
Oh, of course, Pancho and I will come back, Sheriff Mumbles. We were there. Pancho, what are you mumbling about?
And Pancho trying to remember the new way to cook frijoles. Now, you take the green pepper cheese.
Well, stop your mumbling. How do you expect anybody to understand you when you're going around mumbling all the time?
Pancho mumble? Yeah. Sheriff Mumbles the one who was mumbling all the time, not Pancho.
I do not neither mumble all the time, just some of the time.
Pancho. Sheriff Mumbles. Pancho! Bother me. I give up.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
You know, Pancho, glad we get that bandido Rick Tivio off our hands.
Oh, so am I, Chico.
Oh, so are you.
And I am glad to know that killer will pay for murdering that stagecoach guard.
Si, he pay all right. With the rest of his life in the jail.
Si. You know, Pancho, I've been meaning to ask you for a long time now.
What do you want to know?
The last time we went to visit Big Maria, you and she had a fight.
Oh, fight.
Well, what was it all about?
Oh, that fight?
Yeah.
Well, Pancho say the Big Maria, Pancho say, wait you not can make bread like your mother used to make.
Oh? And what did she say?
She say, Pancho, why you not can make dough like my father used to make?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, it's Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.